Good evening, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. Peace and quiet. Nothing but the sound of the birds and the wind in the trees. This is the life, I tell you. This is the life. I'm out on a hashtag micro-adventure. A micro-adventure is the brainchild of an adventurer called Alistair Humphreys, who is at AL_Humphreys on Twitter. And the deal behind it is, you've got to set out from home or from work and cover around about 30 miles on foot or on whatever means of travel, self-powered, you wish. Me personally, I'm out on the bike, on my mountain bike. I sat out from home around about 2.5 hours ago. I've been waiting, looking out of the window for the weather to clear. The weather has been absolutely atrocious today. But thankfully now, beautiful blue skies and the rain has cleared off for tonight. The sun is finally setting over the hills and far away, over towards Matlock in the west. I'm in one of my favourite little haunts here. Don't say haunt. I'm alone in a forest. Yes, it's a beautiful pine forest. I'm a sucker for a pine forest. I know they're not really that native to these parts, but I can't help it. The name of the game behind the micro-adventure is you've got to cover 30 miles, camp out in a bivvy, and then do a wild swim. I'm hoping to do the wild swim tomorrow if the weather isn't too bad. There are some rivers around, and there's also a reservoir, which is not too far away. I can actually see it now if I peer through the trees. I'm on the top of a hill in a forest, and the views are absolutely stunning. Once you get out of the eastern side of the forest, the views are amazing. So I cycled it from home and headed due west and came over some great cycle paths, some great roads, and some very bumpy tracks. And I've had my GoPro Hero 3 camera attached to my head. I plan to make a video of the proceedings. But it's good. The only downside to it is that I'm all alone. That's not a problem per se, but it's just a shame that my friends aren't here, because this is our favourite forest, and we spent many a night and many a day here practicing bushcraft and bivvying under tarps here and relaxing by the campfire. So if you're listening, Jay, it's a shame you're not here, my friend. Also my friend Steve, Keith and Ray. It's also a shame that my friend Andy has just moved to the United Arab Emirates. He'll be sunning himself in Dubai now, and I'm slightly cold on the top of a hill in a forest in deepest, darkest Derbyshire. Okay, so I've literally been here 10 minutes and I've just been relaxing because I've just cycled up a huge hill and I've had to carry my bike up the final path. It's a bit of a scramble anyway, and with a bike on your back, it's pretty tough going, but you'll see if you watch the video. I had my GoPro strapped to my head at that point and I was filming myself carrying the bike. But it's good, some great views, and it's going to be a great night. The weather is due to get worse around about midday tomorrow, so I need to be home by around about 12 o'clock to save myself from getting wet. Getting wet's not a problem, but I like to avoid it if possible. Okay, so I'm going to get the bivvy out of my bag, put the sleeping bag inside, blow up the mattress, and then get a fire going, make a brew, get some food. Okay, thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you all again very soon. Bye for now.